page 114. Behind these categorizations lies the perennial ambiguity of origins in Africa and Asia that is reflected in these categorical pairs. And as in all societies, the roles of men, women, slaves, and barbarians are never defined clearly and irrevocably. They change, they merge with one another, new roles are accepted, and old ones allowed to fade. The previous chapters have presented a general view of the place of men in Swahili towns. They hold general authority, and most formal political and other roles are played by them, and are on the whole well-defined and straightforward. The nature and place of women are more ambiguous. There is a general Swahili belief that women are both different from men and, in the view of men, inferior to them. Not all, quote, modern, unquote, Swahili women accept these beliefs, and indeed I know many who refuse, as far as they are able, to live by them and try to change them. Footnote 37. But the basic tenets of Swahili civilization reinforce them, and their implications run through everyday behavior. The status of Swahili...